and Financial Group.
Shoot your shot on Prize Picks and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That's right, Prize Picks is now giving you $50 bonus credit in lineups when you sign up and play your first $5. Prize Picks makes every dunk, every dime, and every board that much more exciting. So don't miss this chance to get started on America's number one app for sports picks. Now on Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on their stat projections, and submit your lineup. Prize Picks also has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. And with player stacks, you can also pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Download the Prize Picks app today, use the code Rome, and get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code Rome on Prize Picks to get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Still basking in the afterglow of the gold medal win over Canada here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary, live across North America on SiriusXM Channel 375. To those of you north of the border, sorry, we're not sorry, but we got gold. Men and women. But welcome to take us with you wherever you're going, north or south of the border. Westwood One Sports app is where you get us all the time. And always welcome to join the conversation as well at 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. As mentioned off the top of the show, Nick snowed in the greater New York area, which means you get me for at least another day here while the dig out begins from the big winter storm there. I think this may have been bigger than something that you're not really allowed to criticize. It is just, it's blasphemy to bring this gold medal win up in comparison to another legendary gold medal win. We'll get into that in a little more than 15 minutes. In a little more than a half hour, it was a busy and big weekend in college basketball, and it's a big Monday with a massive game on tap in the Big 12. Why is everything so large? Chris Spatola of ESPN, former Duke assistant, West Point grad, Army veteran, sure he's feeling very patriotic this morning as well, like the rest of us, will join us right around 10:35 to talk college hoops. Apparently, Bill Self doesn't lose on Big Monday. What is it? It's something like 20 in a row? It's more than that, isn't it? On Big Monday for Self. Then again, Houston hasn't lost 3 in a row in nearly a decade. So, we'll get into that with Chris Spatola, like I said, a little more than 30 minutes from now. But Jack Hughes scored the golden goal for Team USA, right? And his brother Quinn scored the game-winning goal in the semifinals against Sweden, which got me to thinking about some of the best brother duos in sports, because I can't imagine the Hughes brothers ever pay for another beer anywhere in the United States. I mean, these guys, they're locked in right now at the peak of brother duodom. Is duodom a word? No, it's not. Well, I just made it a word. And all of the brother tandems that immediately started to pop to mind were football brothers, like Peyton and Eli, right? Okay, that one everybody knows. Travis and Jason Kelce. Okay, got that one. For those of you that are NFL fans of a certain age, you remember that Shannon had an older brother named Sterling. Sterling Sharp, the Sharp brothers. Obviously, J.J. and T.J. Watt. And there's not, I think, football somewhat dominates the brother duos. I'm sure there are other ones out there that I'm not thinking of immediately. If you want to go way back in time, but it feels like another football duo that I had, that I had not remembered immediately. Bruce and Clay Matthews in the NFL. I mean, both all pros, played against each other for nearly a decade, I think, in the same division in the AFC Central. Yes, before it was the North, it was the AFC Central kids. One for the Browns, one for the then Houston Oilers. Jason and Devin McCourty, as Kenny points out in the chat, friends of the program. The Gasol brothers, there's an NBA one for you. Who am I forgetting here, guys, that I should be embarrassed to forget? Bill, are there any famous brother duos in sports that my brain is failing to bring up, especially non-football relations?
Yeah, there's a couple for me that I think of. The one for baseball that's pretty famous, especially for your age. Maybe the younger guys don't know it as much, but Sandy Alomar and Roberto Alomar Jr.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, the Alomars were huge. When they came up at the same time in Cleveland, I mean, we're probably talking almost 40 years ago now. Yeah, they were. Oh, I can't believe I forgot the Alomars.
So, yeah, and you got, I mean, Jason and Jeremy Giambi, if that one floats your boat.
Why do so many of the brother duos, I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them always have one brother who is markedly better than the other one? And it feels like when there's not a level playing field, should we really be talking about these guys in that way?
Well, speaking of that, I've got a trivia question for you. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Name the brother duo in the NFL that has the most combined rushing yards career in NFL history.
This is going to be something stupid that's going to make me really mad when I can't think of it.
It's really stupid.
Most combined rushing yards for a pair of brothers in NFL history. Oh, this is going to make me mad. It's going to be, it's going to be something stupid. I don't know. The only brothers coming to mind now are like the Barbers and the Harbaughs.
Yeah, it is. It is not them. It is the Peytons, Walter and Eddie Payton. Walter Payton with 16,000 yards, and Eddie Payton had 13.
Well, good for Eddie for contributing. Oh my! Even like the unheralded positions, like the Pouncey brothers, still football. Like the, I guess there's a few baseball brother pairings over the years. Like you mentioned the Alomars, but there's not a lot. It feels like it's a football thing more than anything else. Although we've now got the Hughes and the Tkachuks in hockey.
Yeah, it is definitely football heavy. I mean, if you want to go in like the Wayback Machine with like the DiMaggio's, Henry Richard and you know, Maurice Richard. Yeah. You know, the Espositos, there's some in other sports, but recently it seems to be football or bust. My favorite brother combo that no one I think even knows exists is the Robinsons. You have Jackie Robinson, and I don't think a lot of people know that Jackie Robinson had a brother, Mac, who Jesse Owens got all the headlines in 1936, but Mac Robinson, Jesse Owens' brother, got the silver behind Jesse Owens in the 200 meters.
I had no idea. You just educated me.
That's like my favorite, like, under-the-radar brother combo.
That is a very under-the-radar. But again, more evidence that for some reason, one brother almost always seems to eclipse the other in these brother pairings. Like, even Peyton and Eli, the most well-known brother duo in sports present day. Like, yeah, Eli had won a couple Super Bowls, and that's all well and good. But he ain't Peyton, right? Like, Peyton gets all the love. Even Travis and Jason Kelce. Okay, Jason Kelce's fun. Monday Night Countdown. Travis is the one dating Taylor Swift. I mean, you know, there's the always the one. Kenny is jumping into the chat with all of these ones that he kept forgetting. Do you have anything, Kenneth, that you wanted to bring up, brother duo wise, that we haven't mentioned?
Well, I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite players growing up, Thomas Jones, and his brother Julius. Not that Julius was not the greatest person off the field, but I was a big fan of Thomas Jones. So, and that was my guess to who has the most total rushing yards for brothers, because both of them had solid careers. So I thought that they both accumulated enough to be that brother duo. But one I wanted to bring up, and if you're not a college basketball fan, you're going to be like, what are you talking about? But the 2014 Kentucky Wildcats had Aaron Harrison and Andrew Harrison. And Andrew passed the ball to Aaron in the final four to make that shot. And still to this day, the Jim Nantz saying this is the point where he always hits it right before he hit the shot, because he actually hit two game winners in that same tournament before that. Just amazing. I want to give a shout out to those brothers as well. Like I said, if you don't watch college basketball, you're probably like, what the hell are you talking about? But as a big college basketball fan, I was a big fan of the Harrison brothers.
Harrison brothers. Yeah, I don't remember them at all. Apologies to college basketball fans out there.
On the same team, though, Brooke and Robin Lopez. That made me think of them.
Oh, yes! How do we forget the Lopezes? That's a big whiff. Big whiff, Kenny. Especially for a hoops guy like you. To whiff on the Lopez brothers is massive.
Well, since you said you forget about the Harrisons, I'm going to need you to watch, when you get some time today, I'm going to need you to watch the all the game winners from that tournament. It was probably one of the most amazing. I'm surprised you don't remember. Are you sure you don't remember Aaron and Andrew Harrison?
Sure, I don't.
Like, I know you're a big college basketball fan, Chris. This wasn't long ago.
I mean, 12 years ago might as well be decades ago in college basketball years. So, no, the Harrisons are not coming immediately back to mind as a brother duo at the University of Kentucky in 2014. You're welcome to jump into the chat on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos, TheKostos, with your favorite brother duos as well. I'm sure there are some that we are forgetting that you would be happy to remind us of. But Jack and Quinn Hughes, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. One of your kids wins the semifinal game in overtime, and then the other one wins the gold medal in overtime. The Hughes brothers, I mean, they'll be remembered at least by American hockey fans for generations to come. Much better than Andrew and Aaron Harrison of Kentucky basketball fame over a decade ago. All right, Bill. I'm terrible at trivia, but give me one more. There's got to be another pair I'm not remembering.
No, this is, you're not going to even know this was a pair. This was a trivia question I used on Nick Kostos when he wanted Super Bowl trivia, because I did Chris Russo's Super Bowl trivia contest. I put it together for a decade. So I have a lot of useless Super Bowl trivia. So there's one set of brothers that one brother has won an NBA championship and another brother has a Super Bowl championship. Can you name the brothers? And the answer is no, you cannot. But if you want to give it a shot.
One has an NBA title and the other one has a Super Bowl title.
Correct.
I don't know why. Antonio Gates is the only thing that pops to mind. That's not anywhere close to a correct answer. I don't know. Tell me what I'm forgetting or didn't know in the first place.
So Bill Walton had a brother named Bruce who won a Super Bowl title for the Dallas Cowboys as a backup offensive lineman in the 1970s.
How the hell? What? That's the kind of thing that just, it makes me mad that I didn't know it, though, for some reason. My first reaction is, oh, that's stupid. But then my second reaction is, no, you're stupid for not knowing it. Why? I didn't even know Bill Walton. Like, not that I necessarily had an intimate knowledge of the Walton family tree, but like, I hadn't even thought of Bill Walton as having a brother who played professional sports.
And the best thing is, if you look up Bruce Walton, like in Google images, and you see like, it'll be like an old football card of him, you're like, oh yeah, that's Bill Walton's brother.
Like, oh my God.
No
doubt
about it. Like, are they twins? Because that's what it looks like.
It does. That's wild. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because it randomly showed up in my algorithm over the weekend. Just random clips. I think I was scrolling through YouTube. Random Bill Walton, Dave Pasch clips from, you know, Pac-10 After Dark on ESPN. And there was one where, I don't know if it was Bill's birthday. I didn't have the volume turned up. But they gave him a cupcake with a candle on it. And rather than blow it out, Bill just shoved the whole cupcake in his mouth with the candle lit. And it was just peak Bill Walton Pac-10 After Dark.
Yeah, Walton and Pash, they were so good together. That was an epic combo, epic pair.
It doesn't get much better than that. It really doesn't. Coming up next, maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment. That's entirely possible. Maybe I'm just high on patriotism and recency bias and vibes. But was that Jack Hughes golden goal the biggest in American hockey history? Yes, even bigger than anything we had in 1980 during the Miracle on Ice. I'll tell you why I think it was. That's next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Trading George Pickens. Could the superstar wideout be the missing piece for a top team like the Bills, Bears, or Broncos? Your free agent headquarters, Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000. Use code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. Always trust in Limu with Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.